Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you so much for tonight. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the privilege to gather in your presence. Lord, tonight's service is unto you. I commit everybody here into your hands. I commit myself into your hands. I pray that you will take charge of tonight's service. I pray that you will have your way. Spirit of the living God, be with us. Visit us. May I be nothing but a vessel in your hands. I pray that you will open the eyes of your people to see what they need to see. I pray that you will open their ears to hear what they need to hear. I pray for the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In the name of Jesus, I pray, O God, that you will soften the hearts of your people, that when they hear your words, they will not harden their hearts, but they will believe and be changed to become more and more like you. Bless us because we came tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. It's good to see all of you. How is the Agenda 5 going? You know, one or two people are looking a bit blank as I'm asking about Agenda 5. And I'm wondering, is it that you are not doing it or you don't know what Agenda 5 is at all? How is Agenda 5 going? Hey, then all grace. Let's start from the 10 hours first. How is the 10 hours going? How many of you here have been able to study for 10 hours a day? Hey, are you sure we shouldn't turn the service into prep? Because 10 hours and I can't get one person. 10 hours. I think this week we sent a video round to show you how to do the 10 hours. How many of you saw that video? Or who did not see the video? Let me see, seriously. You didn't see the video. Doesn't mean that you are not on the church community page. Is that what you are saying? Because the video was all over the pages. Or how many of you saw it on the pages? Yes. To show you that the 10 hours is very, very possible. And we use your lecture timetable to do that video. Hallelujah. So that it doesn't matter what course you are doing, whether you are doing medicine or you are doing, do you have the video? Hey, you people be called tomorrow. Hallelujah. So the 10 hours is very, very possible. It is very, very possible. Others have done it. And that is why when we say Agenda 5, if you notice, we don't have bus center services at all. Hallelujah. And sometimes we don't even have rehearsals or maybe some very short ones, just so that you will have more than enough time to be able to study and also get some rest. Hallelujah. Well, tonight's service is short, but I believe that, and remind me, our pastor ES Joy sends us a video praying for you before you start your exam. So we will watch that video. I mean, because you will not be able to come tomorrow for present service where she'll be praying for the people in that service. So she did your prayer and sent us the video, and she sends her love. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, please, I'm preaching for a very short time. Turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. Now, for the rest of the semester, decide that you come to church with your copy of the Bible. Is it a good idea? Yeah. I'm reading from, let me start from verse 1, even though the verse 1 doesn't really concern many of us, but let me start from verse 1 so that we will understand the scripture better. Hallelujah. Likewise, in fact, it does concern all of you. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, modern wives. Yeah. You may be modern, but the Bible is always the Bible. The Bible is the Word of God. And the Bible, it says it very plainly. Wives, be what? Submit. Somebody should be following me. Wife, likewise, you wife, be in subjection to your own husband. It means be submissive. What it means is that if you know you can't, then don't even marry. Because you can't marry and think that you and your husband are the same. Yes, you are not the same. The husband, your husband will always be your head. And you, the woman, will always be the neck. So you will always have to submit. Say amen. I can see. Ladies, say amen. See why I said it? Hello. Yeah. Okay, verse 2. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and a wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Hallelujah. No. Yeah, but let it be the hidden man of the heart. Go to verse 3. Tonight I will be preaching for a very short time on the hidden man. Hallelujah. The hidden man. We'll see how far we are able to go tonight. But you see, a number of people have taken this scripture out of context. We are not doing arguments tonight. But a number of people have taken this scripture out of context. And then they say, don't braid your hair. Don't plait your hair. Don't braid your hair. Don't do what? Wear gold. Or putting on of apparel. Apparel means clothes. So it means that if we are not to braid our hair, then we shouldn't also wear clothes. If what they are saying is true. But this scripture is only saying that our concentration as people who believe in God should not be on this. But our concentration should rather be on verse 4. Give us verse 4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, great price. Hallelujah. But you see, even though many of us don't really, we don't agree with those who have taken verse 3 out of context and they are magnifying it. It is a sin to braid your hair. It is a sin to wear jewelry. It is a sin. Thank God that it is not really true, because it means that people like you and I, we will never have made it. Hallelujah. But many people have actually magnified it, and they have forgotten the main point of the scripture. So some have taken the scripture and they have gone into the other gutter. It's like, don't break. Don't do like what I have on my head tonight. Don't wear jewelry. I like jewelry. My husband says I like blinks. It's okay. That's also me. If I had my way, I'll have rings on all my fingers. I just like it. I'll just be shining everywhere. Then it means that there wouldn't have been any hope for me at all. Hallelujah. But you see, even those of us who don't believe that this is what the Bible is saying, many of us have also gone into the other gutter, in the sense that we are magnifying the doing of this one. And we have neglected what the verse 4 is talking about, which is the inner man. Let me ask you a question. Please, we are in church, so speak the truth and shame the devil. Seriously. It is not to embarrass you, but it is just to prove a point. Do you get me? It is just to prove. Okay, everybody close your eyes. Hello. Father, if anybody opens their eye, close your eyes. How many of you here this morning, you did not do your quiet time? Just read. Yeah. Don't worry. Nobody will see. Eyes are closed. Let your hand be up. Seriously. Up. I beg you to prove a point. It's not to embarrass any. Okay, put your hands down. Okay, everybody, open your eyes. Good. Now, are your eyes open? How many of you here bathed this morning? Oh. Look, it is a very important question. Okay, this one to close your eyes. How many of you here bathed this morning? Is there anybody here who didn't bathe this morning? Everybody, close your eyes. Everybody, if you are here and you did not have your bath this morning, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. We are in church. If you are here and you did not, close your eyes. If you are here and you did not bathe this morning, please raise your hand. Okay, put your hand down. What a shock. Now listen, many hands went up when I asked about those who did not have their quiet time. A lot of hands went up, which means that a number of people here did not have your quiet time. Your quiet time is the time you spend with God every day. Not family devotion, not a church service, just you and God. You reading your Bible and doing a bit of prayer. That's quiet time. In our church, we encourage you to start with 15 minutes so that you will begin to grow from there. Are you getting me? A number of people here did not have that personal time with God this morning, but very few are here who did not bathe. And even those who said they did not bathe this morning, I'm sure if I ask, they bathe this evening, which is okay. Because, sometimes you wake up, you are not going anywhere, you are just in the house. Yesterday, I did not come out of my house. I only moved from bathroom, kitchen to the hall. Me too, I didn't bathe in the morning. I stayed in my pajamas, and I was home with just my two sons. You understand? And I was just, it's like, why? I'm tired. It's my house, it's my body. Let me just be myself. But it's like my house is very small. So it's like 1, 2, 3 steps. I've covered my house. So it's okay. But you see that in the evening, when I was now ready to like relax and sleep well, then I went and had my bath. Even though I asked for a cup of tea and I continued relaxing with my boy. So that is okay. So it doesn't mean that the whole day you didn't bath. But you see that there is nobody here who went for 24 hours, that's the whole day, without bathing. I'm assuming. The way you are laughing. Then I take my words back. But you see, that is not such a person you need to be examined. That is really not the norm. Are you with me? The norm is that bathing is so automatic that even without thinking about it, you just bath. It's so automatic that you will not feel okay. If you feel okay when you've not bathed for 24 hours, I'm saying that there is something really wrong. But you see, many of you have gone for days without taking care of the person known as the hidden man. Hello? You have gone for days. You have taken care of your body. You have bathed. You have polished. Some of you, the cost of your hair is more than your school fees. The cost of your clothing is more than your hostel fees. And you have spent that much. Because you see, the hair everybody will see. The makeup everybody will see. That's the outward appearance. But your inner man, the hidden man, nobody sees it. And the reason why many of you don't really concern yourself so much about the hidden man is because you can't see him. But you need to understand that everybody here tonight, there is another person inside you. You know, these days, when you go on social media, then Ghanaians have this... It started with coffin designs. So if the person who has died was a fisherman, they would do like coffin in the form of tilapia or shark or something. If the person was like a footballer, they would do the coffin in the shape of a football. I remember one, it was in the shape of the local pot they used to cook, kenke. And they said the person was a kenke seller. But these days, they have added another version. Now, instead of laying the dead in state, if the person was a footballer, they will stand the person in state. You will see, like, dressed in football jerseys with their foot on. I remember the one I saw that really, really, what? I was upset for the person's relative. They said the guy was into galamsey. So they dressed him in the galamsey clothes. And I tell you, his colleagues were putting like dirty water on the corpse. I was so upset. And you see, the reason why we can comfortably behave like that is because, you see, if all the time that they were messing with the body, the guy was just quiet. He never shouted. He never complained. They put more dirty water. He was just cool. No complaint. He did not shake. He did not shiver. The reason why they have the audacity to do that is because they it's like, this is the body. The body can't do anything to you. And you put the body in the ground. After, what are the medical students? How long does it take for a body to decompose? How long does it take for a body to decompose? And then within a week. No, so without any preservative. And you put it in the grave. By a week, it will start to decompose. It will start to decompose. And then if you, within some months, when you go and dig, you know, open the grave, it will just be bones. But what they do not know is that the Bible says what? But let it be the hidden man of the heart. There is another side of you. And many times, even though some of you have heard this thing over and over and over, you have hardened your heart in the sense that you have chosen not to believe that there's another side of you. And you think that when you die, then that's it. That's the end of it. That is why many people have a saying, what? Drink, eat, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. But what happens after that? What happens? Hello? What happens? There is another side of you called the hidden man. Luke chapter 16 from verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fed sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. If you want to know how somebody lived their life, watch what happens at the person's funeral. Do you think when I die, they can stand me in state and people will be pouring dirty water over my body? And was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf. There is a great gulf, so that they which will pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that will come from thence. Goodness gracious. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wilt send him to my father's house. Let's stop here before we continue. Yeah, you can go back to the beginning, verse 9. The Bible says that this is a true story. And the Bible says that there was a certain rich man clothed in purple and fine linen. Who are those wearing purple tonight? No, purple means royalty. Yeah. Purple. Yeah. And the Bible says the man was clothed in purple and fine linen. Many of us, what we are wearing is zamlama. Yeah. Where I come from, we used to call it hot. Joy, do you remember? And fed sumptuously. Breakfast, lunch, supper, dessert, whatever. Brunch, everything that you can think about. Who is there? You need to be watching me. And there was a beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. I'm sure you can picture Lazarus did not even have a burial. Yeah. You know, sometimes people will die and nobody will claim their body. And then they'll go and dig mass grave and just throw their bodies there. No shroud, no coffin, absolutely nothing. Naked they came, naked they are going back. And they just dump them in the mass grave like that and cover them. Not even one grass. Nobody will be there to just put one grass, not flower, one grass to drop it. I'm sure that's exactly how his body was treated. But you see, the hidden man was there. The inner man was there. So what was carried into Abraham's bosom was not the body. It's not the one they lay in state. It was his spirit that was carried into Abraham's bosom. And the Bible says that, and the rich man also died and was buried. Ghana funeral. Sometimes it's more lavish than a wedding. Yeah. How many of you have seen it? No, sometimes I just go on Facebook, social media to amuse myself, to see what is the next craziest thing in Ghana. Yeah. Yes. The funeral is more than a wedding. Yeah. It's more than a wedding. So I'm sure this rich man had such a funeral. They started with dressing the body in suit. Then they moved to, they changed to kente. Then they changed to, kaba, like African print. Then they changed to kaftan. Then what again? Like five different clothing before they finally put him in the coffin. And I'm sure the coffin was made of glass. Yeah. Glass. Hello. Yeah. But you see, the Bible says that and in hell, he lifts up his eyes, being in torment. I thought they buried the body, so where from the eyes? When they were putting the body in the coffin, did they remove the eyes? No. And seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, he cried. So there was a part of him that went beyond the grave. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this. Have you ever been tested that all you needed was just water?
on the tip of somebody's finger. Even in villages where they don't have water, they don't serve water with the, you know, tip of the finger. They will serve it, will serve you water in calabash. So it must tell you how bad the place was. That this is not a place you must want to go. We don't quench our thirst with a drop of water. A drop. Where? Even in the northern region where there is a problem with water, no. They will give you water in a calabash. More than you can even drink. But he was so tested. Just dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. Flame is what? Flame is what? Fire. I thought you said there was no hell. You. Go on. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which will pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that will come from us. Some people are of the notion that there is an in-between. There is something in between heaven and hell, called paradise or something. And when you die, you will stay there. And if your people keep what? Praying and giving alms, the more they pray, the more they give, then you will be shifting small towards heaven. I'm telling you, how many of you have heard this doctrine before? I beg you, I am not here to talk about somebody's doctrine. I am just here to explain the scripture to you. You get me? But read it. It's in English. Abraham told the rich man, between you who is in hell and us who are in heaven, there is a great gulf that has been fixed, so that those who are with us and they want to come to you, they cannot. If you are in heaven and you see your relative in hell, would you not want to run and go and pick him? So there is no crossing over, my sister. Even in our tradition, sometimes they will put money in the coffin. It's like when he reaches that place, he can pay and cross. There's no crossing over. When they go, thieves go and open the coffin and remove all that money. There's no, who are you paying? Father Abraham or Lazarus? Which of them are you paying to cross over? There is no crossing over. You can't cross from heaven to hell, and you can't cross from hell to heaven. That is why we keep saying that eternity is forever. His hidden man, the inner man, the spirit of Lazarus went to heaven. So it's true that when he was on earth, he was a beggar, full of sores, and he was suffering. It's not his poverty that sent him to heaven, I beg you. Before you say that, hey, then I shall make myself poor. No. You can be poor, and if you don't believe and you die, you go to hell. But you see, and the rich man, I beg you, it's not because of the purple and fine linen that sent him to hell. No. Abraham was a very rich man. In case you've forgotten, go and read about Abraham in Genesis. He was very, very rich, and yet he is in heaven. So it's not about being rich or being poor. It is about the decision you make concerning your inner man. So even though Lazarus was a beggar and he had sores, he knew that the most important part of him, the part of him that really, really mattered, was the hidden man. The part of him that really, really mattered was the one that will live forever, was the one that will live beyond the grave, was the one that will either spend eternity in the flames or with Abraham. And that is why when he died, he was at peace. So how they did his funeral, he wasn't bothered. Because as soon as he took his last breath, opened his eyes, and he was in heaven. That's it. That was all that mattered. But look at us. We are taking care of the outward man. It's good to take care of the outward man. You don't neglect your body, because the spirit lives inside your body. But what about your spirit? What about your inner man? Everybody here, you can't say that, oh, when you die, you've died, finished. No, 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 no. When you die, that's just the beginning of life. Another life for your spirit. What the Bible refers to as the hidden man, or the inner man, or the inward man. My brother, I told you I'm preaching for a very short time. What about your hidden man? You should be finding the scriptures. 1 Peter 3:4. But no, inner man. Ephesians. Giving you words instead of finding the scriptures, you are there. Ephesians 3:16. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in where? The inner man. Inner man. And you can see that in the story, you see the description of another human being. The Bible says, and being in hell, he lifted up his eyes and saw. That's the description of a man. And he cried. Who cries? Chicken or men? I mean, they make some noises, but yeah. Is that not the description of a man you are seeing? And he said, he spoke. Who speaks? Okay, now, okay, animals also cry. But who speaks? Oh, you are not minding me. You are not enjoying the message. Who speaks? We are the only people who can speak. So his other man, his inner man, his inward man was alive in hell. He spoke. He said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus. He spoke. So his inner man was alive. Just that it was alive in hell. And there is no end. Eternity is forever. Hello? It's forever. It's forever. It's not, eternity is not like, you know, there are times that you make a decision that, oh, you want to come and do a pharmacy. And then when you come and you start in your second year, you realize that it weren't so good. Like you are really, really struggling. And you want to start again. And then you change and, you know, reapply, choose another course, and then you start. They say that in 4 years you are done. Eternity is not like that. You can't retrace your steps. There's no do-over. And there is no crossing. You go to hell, you are stuck. I mean, forever. You go to heaven, that's it. Forever. You can't retrace your steps. He was saying, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Did it change his eternal destination? No. Mercy only prevails when you are still alive. After death, there's no mercy. There's no mercy. And if you really understand the story in the Bible, you will not leave here the way you came if you have not given your life to Christ. I wouldn't want to be in this place. Yeah. Seriously. And you can, there is a great gulf. There is no crossing over. So take care of your body. But tonight you need to make another decision that your inner man, the part of you that is number one, the part of you that is really, really important. And you see, when you have your quiet time, you are taking care of the inner man. Because the inner man is not into this. The inner man is not into this. The inner man is not into this. The inner man is into the word of God. So as you have your quiet time, you are building up your inner man. You are building up your spirit. Your inner man is the same as your spirit. Your inward man is the same as your spirit. And your spirit feeds on the word of God. That is why if you have your quiet time less and less, you see that your inner man will be small. And your inner man will be like a baby. How How do you know when your inner man is like a baby? It's like most of us here tonight. Should I prove it? How many of you were here last Saturday? This week you are in church, next week you are not in church. Tomorrow you are bored, you are leaving the church. You have exams, so you won't come to church. You are a child. Your inner man is small. Yeah. Now, if you have exams, is it not church you should run to? At least so that God will have mercy on you. Hey, my sister, is that not how we do it? Yes. You do. You make yourself good small. I remember when I was, before I became a serious Christian, you know, Prophet Kapla used to come to Tamale, like one of our bishops. He will come to Tamale and have conventions with us. And Prophet Kapra is a very wild prophet. So it's like when they start announcing that we'll be having a convention with Prophet Kapra, like I won't do bad. So that when he's seeing, he will see only like, you are getting me? So usually we'll be announcing it for like a month. So I'll start the good from like when they start the announcement, so that if God should open his eyes to see, at least it won't go beyond 1 month. And 1 month, I know that I'm safe. It will be good, good, good. Yeah, it's doing like you are not like me. Are you not like many of you? Yeah. So that he will see the E. And some way he's about to talk, I see them, my heart. Thank God for deliverance. You are looking at me as if I'm the only one who has ever been bad. I'll take it like that. It's okay. Me, I'll preach and confess my sins. You'll be looking at me. You'll be thinking, okay, I'll take it like that. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Yeah. So, small, no, you're bored. You won't come to church. Your inner man is a child. You've been with us for more than a year, and we still have to call you before you come to church. Yeah. Who calls you before you go for lectures? Let me just say. Yeah. No, who calls you? The TA. Your lecturer. Nobody calls you. But you are matured enough to know that I'm paying school fees. I go for lectures Monday to Friday. That's it. In the same way, if you are feeding your inner man, your inner man will be matured enough for you to know that, church, that is good for you. Nobody must call you before you go. Some of you, we don't put you in a boat, you won't come. Who put you in a boat before you go for lectures? Oh, my sister, they are not enjoying my message. I should close it. Not you, the church. Don't mind the church. Yeah. Am I showing you that a number of us? Yeah. You came, you sat at the back, then the usher said, move forward. This church, they don't respect. We are sorry. Forgive us for not respecting. We are really, really sorry. But we beg you, don't sit at the back. Eh? Meanwhile, the same you, when you go to commercial bank, you will move. Have you stopped going to the bank? No. Commercial bank, your bumper will touch all the chairs. Yeah. But you still go. You've not closed your account. Hello. Are you enjoying the service? Oh, don't worry, I'm almost done. Yeah. The hidden man. Yeah. The way you are looking really, really cool tonight, you must make a decision. You cannot end up in this place. Decide that you don't want to go to where this rich man ended. Nobody can force you. Only you can make that decision. Only you can make that decision. And my main point tonight is, where will your hidden man go? when all is said and done, you may live to be 105 before you die. But after that, where will your inner man spend eternity? If only you will understand tonight that there is another man inside you. Everybody has another man. Your spirit. That's what keeps you alive. That is the part that communicates with God. Where will that spirit, where will that inner man spend eternity? Hello? Yeah. And I know that many of you, this is not the first time you are hearing the message. And like, they'll preach it again. Yeah. As for this church, we preach nothing but the word of God. Yeah. So if you've been with us for some time, you see that like our messages are usually. So the church will be there. And I will preach. Even if I'm not here, another preacher will preach. But what's the guarantee that you will be there to hear it again? Yeah. What's the guarantee? Yeah, I keep telling you, I'm a nurse. I see all kinds of people dying all the time. Young, old, babies. Yeah. All the time. Some people walk in and they never leave. They walked in. They brought themselves to the hospital. They die. Some, when they are bringing them, you are like, hey, if you have a God, go and pray. That one rather will wake up and be crying. So, oh, Antoinette, stop by me, that massive. Yeah, the one that you thought would die rather has survived. So death, this rich man never thought he was going to die. At least maybe Lazarus, we can say that, oh, doctor, please come. For Lazarus, we can say that, oh, maybe because of his source, give us the source. Because of his wound, and desiring, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, go down, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. What is the likelihood of this beggar dying? As a medical doctor, the sores alone, turn and face them. Medically speaking, source.
It can be diabetes. It can be diabetes.
Diabetes, yeah. Because diabetics, their sores don't. Hello, seriously. Their sores don't heal. Yeah. Diabetes, yeah. Their sores don't heal. So it can kill him. Apart from diabetes, what again?
Hemophilia.
Hemophilia is what? Look, we have the doctors. We have the doctors. Don't confuse them with hemophilia. In terms of infection.
It can be any infection or it can be any congenital blood disorder.
So medically speaking, we can say that, it was just a matter of time before this beggar will have died. Looking at all the conditions that he has mentioned. Do you get me? Thank you, doctor. But what about the rich man? The rich man who was feeding sumptuously every day. Are you not looking at long life? Yeah. But you see that, just as Lazarus died, the rich man also died. Yeah. I'm sure when he was about to die, they called ambulance. They were doing a CPR. They were trying to keep him alive. When God says it's up, it's up.
Yeah.
When he says your time is of your time. When he calls your inner man home, that's it. Hello.
Yeah.
So understand that your spirit is very, very important. Your spirit is the most important part of you. But it has only two destinations. Flame of fire, hell, or in heaven. And remember, heaven is forever. Hell too is forever. There is no in between. And you cannot retrace your steps. There is no going back. You can't say, let me go back. This rich man, at a point, he was begging Father Abraham to let Lazarus come back. Because he had five other brothers who were living life just as he did. And he knew that looking at the way they were living their life, they were also heading for exactly where he was, in the flame. That's why he said, "For I have five brethren that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment." He was begging Abraham to send Lazarus back to earth to warn his brothers that, hey, there is more to life than the fine linen and purple. There is more to life than feeding sumptuously every day. There is more. There is an afterlife. And I am here and I am suffering. He didn't want his brothers to come there. And I'm sure the way he didn't want his brothers to come to where he was, that is exactly how I do not want you to also go there. Nobody should, you can't, once you are here tonight, you have no excuse. Unless you are deaf and dumb, then we can say that you never heard. But even deaf and dumb, God has found a way to get people to preach this message to them so that there will be no one with any excuse. That is why the last thing that will happen before Jesus comes is what? The gospel will be preached all over. Equal opportunity for everybody so that everybody will have heard that there is a place called heaven. And the only way you can go there is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only believe, but also open your mouth and confess. It is said in the book of Romans that if thou shalt believe in thy heart the Lord Jesus and confess with thy mouth. Because many of you sit here deceiving yourself into thinking that, oh, I believe. It's more than just believing. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. You can't tell me you believe until you confess with your mouth. When you try the new hairdresser and you lie there, did you not tell your friends about that new hairdresser? Well, so you confess because you believe. Yeah. When you bought that dress and you were really, really happy, did you not show your friends where you bought the dress from? Yeah. When you barbered your hair. Hello? Yeah. When you barbered your hair and you liked the barber, didn't you tell your friend? One day I went to do where I do my hair. I went there. When I walked in, 5 boys, 2 girls. I pulled my mouth. I said, Then the next time, I was the only girl. I said, Today I'm just coming. I went there. About 6-7 boys, 2 girls. Do you think the guys are coming? Is it not guy number one who did his hair there? Was very, very happy about their services. And he told guy number two. And then the next time he was going, he who experienced them and liked them, he carried this one too. Yes, they were doing different things. Washing, braid. It's only this one they were not doing, but everything else. Washing, braid. Yeah. So one person, it used to be just a salon for, it's still a salon for only girls. I don't know how they are ending up there because it's still girls salon. Do you see? But maybe one day a guy just walked in, let me try. And he liked their services. And he told his friend. Then the next weekend he went with the friend. So he confessed about their goodness and he's carrying others with him. So you can sit there, oh, I believe. Show me that you believe. That is why the scripture knows that there will be people like you tonight saying to themselves, oh, I believe. I can stand here and be saying in my heart, I believe. It doesn't change anything. But until I confess and say, Lord, I believe that this place of torment, you are the only person who can keep me from going there. I believe, so I am confessing you tonight, and I am receiving you into my heart as my Lord and my personal Savior, because I don't want to go there. And there's only one route to. There's only one route to heaven, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one route. How many routes do we have to Accra? How many routes to Accra? Are there a number? I'm sure there are several rules. The main is the Accra Kumasi, but I'm sure there are some other Lungu Lungu branches somewhere. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or you can, is the air route also Accra Kumasi?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But heaven is not like that. There's no, yeah. There's just one route. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Confessing him as your Lord and personal Savior. That's the only way. That is the only way. There's no any other way. Hello? There's no any other way. There's no any other way. Yeah. So don't say, oh, next week. I keep telling you, the service will be here. And by the grace of God, I'll be here to preach. Or maybe another preacher will be here. You may never know limited. But the only thing we cannot guarantee is your being here. Hey, Lady Reverend, are you scaring us? What will I gain from scaring you? I only have one job, to tell you the truth. As for the church, it will be here, you know that. You know that even if I drop dead right now, the church will be here. And next week, Saturday, there will be service. And they'll announce my funeral date. You know that. Yeah. I'm just saying that the church will always be there. So the church day, I can guarantee you that it will always be here. There will always be a servant. What we can't guarantee is our presence. So even if I drop there, another preacher will arrive. She may be sniffing and crying, or he may ask, because he or she is missing me, but there will be a preacher. And there will be a service. You will be wearing black, but you'll be here. So the church will be there, and there will be a preacher. What we cannot guarantee is whether you will be here or I will be here. That we can't guarantee. I believe God to live long. I mean, I want to see my grandchildren. I keep wondering what kind of a mother-in-law I will be. So I want to see how I'll be as a mother-in-law. And then what kind, yeah. Sister Joyce says that it will not be easy for my daughter-in-law. So I've started praying. It's my prayer topic. That I'll be a kind mother-in-law. So I believe in God to see my sons marry and to be a grandmother. Amen. But it's my faith and my belief. There's no guarantee that it will happen. I believe, but there's no guarantee. Hello? Yeah. But whatever happens, it doesn't matter when God decides that my time is up. You know what I am not afraid of? Where I will spend eternity. Because I remember the day I believed and I confessed. I remember that day very well. I was in SHS. I still remember the classroom. And I still remember the brother who did the altar call. It was at an SU meeting. I remember very, very well. Because it is such an important decision that it is not something you can do and forget. I remember. So if you are hearing, I believe I have confessed, and you can't remember, then it is a sign that maybe you were dreaming. Maybe you were dreaming. How many of you have forgotten the first day you landed on campus? Is it a day you can never forget? No. Some of you, we came and welcomed you. Even we could have not forgotten how you were looking. Even we never forget how you were looking. How much you can't forget. So there are some things that you never forget. If it is real, unless you didn't come here. And you will never forget your graduation. You will remember it, every detail, because it's such an important part of your life. In the same way, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, understanding the importance of the inner man, and the destination of the inner man, and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, and confessing him as your Lord and Savior, is such an important part of life that if you've done it, you will not forget. Because sometimes you hear people say, oh, I'm born again. When? How long ago? Where? What was the circumstance? remember anything, it's not possible. Just know that you were dreaming. It's okay to dream, but make it real tonight. Make it real. Hello? Make it real. Make it real. The hidden man. Everybody has a hidden. Everybody has an inner man. And that is why the Bible says the hidden man, it cannot be corrupted. The body, you put it in the grave after months, the flesh is all gone, only bones. But the hidden man can see that it lived on. Both the hidden man of Lazarus, Abraham, and the rich man, they all lived on. Just that that of Abraham and Lazarus lived on in heaven. But that of the rich man lived on, but in hell. Where would you want your hidden man to spend eternity? If you really believe in the word of God, and you know this evening that you are not born again, my brother, my sister, it is not something you should joke with. Don't say, oh, next Saturday. Don't say, oh, next time I come. Or when I go home to my mother church. Where you get born again does not matter. What matters is that you are born again. When it comes to being born again, there's nothing like mother church. The only thing that matters is that you've made a decision that will determine where you will spend eternity. Heaven or hell. Stand to your feet. I just need you to think about yourself for the next 1 minute. You've taken care of your outward man, taking care of your body. God bless you. Tonight is about your inward man. Tonight is about your spirit. Tonight is about your inner man. Tonight is about your hidden man. The person inside you that cannot be seen. The person inside you that will spend eternity with Jesus in heaven or eternity with the devil in hell. Based on whatever decision you are about to make tonight. I have told you a story in the word of God. You saw the state of the beggar and you saw the state of the rich man. You saw how both of them ended. You see a description of another person. That other person, you also have one. The hidden man, your spirit. Your decision tonight will determine where your spirit will spend eternity. Is it going to be in a flame of fire? Where you cannot even get a drop of water to quench your thirst or to cool your tongue? Is it going to be in a place of torment? Or you will make a decision tonight that will ensure that when all is said and done, your spirit will be spending eternity with Jesus in heaven. Nobody can make that decision for you. And that decision has nothing to do with whether your parents are Christians or not. God does not have grandchildren. That is why he has brought you here tonight, so that you, as an individual, a matured individual, will hear and decide for yourself. Nobody can make this decision for you. And what will your decision be? As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, what will your decision be? If you confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart, you will receive salvation. Tonight you have heard. Tonight God is giving you an opportunity to not only believe, but to make a bold decision and surrender your life to him and receive him into your heart as your Lord and personal Savior. You have that opportunity tonight. You have that opportunity. Because that's the only reason why Jesus Christ came to die for you, came to earth and died for you. So that on a night like this, you will be in his house and you will hear about him. He is the only way to heaven. There is no any other way. There is no any other way. He is the only way to heaven. Will you make a choice and choose that your inner man will spend eternity with the Father in heaven? Will that be your choice tonight?
or you will go back as you came. What will your answer be? What will your decision be tonight? What will your choice be tonight? Just think for 1 minute. If you want to choose Jesus tonight, you want to choose Jesus in eternity, you want to surrender your life to Him and ask Him to make it possible for you to spend eternity with Him in heaven. You want to choose Jesus. You want to confess Him as your Lord and personal Savior. Please just lift up your right hand with me. You want to choose Jesus tonight. Lift up your right hand with me. You want to choose Jesus. Just lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. Jesus brought you here tonight because of this. It is time to choose. It doesn't matter how long you've been in church. I've told you my story. I also had to come to a point where I needed to choose Jesus. You want to choose Jesus. God bless you for your hand. God bless you for your hand. God bless you for your hand. You have no idea how heaven is rejoicing because you have put up your hand. There is so much joy in heaven. There is so much joy in heaven. Please, I need you to do one next bold thing. Come towards me and we will pray together. Come towards me and we will pray together. Come towards me. Come towards me. Come towards me and we will pray together. Heaven is rejoicing because of you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. There are many more people who need to come. Many more people who need to come. Many more people. Many more people. God bless you. I tell you, you have no idea. Heaven is rejoicing because the flame of fire was never meant for the children of God. Hell was never meant for the children of God. Hell was meant for Satan and his angels who followed him and rebelled against God. So God does not take delight in seeing his creation go to hell. Many more people need to make a decision for Jesus tonight. It's not too late. Please come and join us. My brother, my sister, come and join us. Come, make that decision. Where will your hidden man be? Where will your inner man be? Make that choice tonight. Don't go back. If you are wishing that I will move on to the next part of the service, or your heart is beating, or you are feeling very, very uncomfortable, I beg you, don't leave. Come and join us in front. You are uncomfortable because you know or you are not sure that you are born again. That is why you need to join us in front. Come forward and let us pray. Or your heart is beating too fast. Please come and join us in front. Don't go back the same. Come forward and let us pray tonight. Jesus came because of you and I. Come forward and let us pray. Come forward. Come. I'm just giving you 1 minute. You still have time. Remember, Abraham told the rich man, between us and you, there is a great gulf that cannot be crossed. It means that once you go, that's it. There is no in-between for your relatives to pray and push you towards paradise or heaven. There is nothing like that. You saw the scripture, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which will pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that will come from thence. You can't cross over, my brother, my sister. The crossing over is only done tonight. Tonight you have a chance to make a decision and cross over. But after death, there is no crossing over. Please come. Please come. Please join us. 1 more minute and we will pray. 1 more minute. 1 more minute. 1 more minute. My brothers and my sisters in front, say this prayer after me. And please, can the whole congregation join us? Say, dear Jesus, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for your word. Tonight, I ask you to forgive me and wash me with your blood. Tonight, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. From tonight, I am born again. I am a child of God. I am a friend of Jesus. And I will never serve the enemy. And my life will never be the same. From tonight, I will walk with you daily. And I will grow in you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let me pray. Father, I thank you so much for these precious ones. I thank you for helping them to make a decision tonight. Thank you for helping them to choose you. I thank you for each and every one of them. I pray, oh God, that you will cause them to be established in your church. Cause them to be established in your kingdom above all. Watch over them. Keep these ones. Protect them from the evil one. And may they never be the same. May they grow to love you more and more each day. In Jesus' name, amen.